So look, just go around. It's got to be completely telegraphic, so it can just be a phrase, a word, something you're taking away that you're chewing on that's come up from today. And maybe then that'll form the basis of our report back. So it'll be impressionistic. We don't have to have a product yet. The heterogeneity of ways people engage with participation.
My commitment with engaging with communities.
You guys are going to have
the participatory process cannot be.
Don't slow down, because I've just got this digital tape recorder, so she should be able to listen to it. Actually, don't even try to write it down, I think.
The diversity of reasons to desire to participate, but how many of them are rooted in emotion rather than intellect? Because of our backgrounds, because of where we grew up, because of the connection we have with a tribe or place.
Riffing on that, the lack of commonality in a way.
Relationship building is critical.
I'm also struck by the diversity of types of participation and motivations for participation.
I'm struck by the difficulty of communicating and participating, no matter how hard you can try. It's not an easy thing.
I like what people have said about participation, and I'm also curious about the next step is, once we participate, how can we make a difference?
I guess the bridging the gap idea and the actual kind of creating spaces for all of these different perspectives and ideas to communicate and then to create that action.
Diverse participation can result in surprising discovery.
I'll say what I said before, thinking about how we incorporate and acknowledge different sets of values and ideas in the participatory process.
The long journey, I feel, that we bring to a moment like this. The participation is, it comes across in words, but there's just a lot behind it.
And I'm struck by the conflict that many of us have experienced in living out our commitments and contributing our particular expertises to those causes and commitments, conflict between that and the demands and expectations and norms of our fields.
And if I could just take one facilitator's license, I'd like to add in our report back what Kathy said, that she's been to Kerry for all the Kerry conferences, and this group has been unique. So that might get people asking us what happened. And then we'll have the conversations and we'll get them participating. So look, I hope you come back. It's probably the same time tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll have
we'll
try to do more ethics of participatory processes and in a exemplifying way again, I think. Learning, practicing. So thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.